You are welcome to the 5 minutes daily devotion podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is 1 Kings chapter 20, verse 35 to 38. 1 Kings chapter 20, 35 to 38. And a certain man of the sons of the prophet said unto his neighbor in the word of the Lord, smite me, I pray thee. And the man refused to smite him. Then said he unto him, because thou hast not obeyed the voice of the Lord, behold, as soon as thou art departed from me, a lion shall slay thee. And as soon as he was departed from him, a lion found him and slew him. Then he found another man and said, smite me, I pray thee. And the man smote him, so that in smiting he wounded him. So the prophet departed and waited for the king by the way, and disguised himself with ashes upon his face. Have you not always wondered that somebody says, smite me, and the person you are asking to smite you feels that, why should I do that? Why should I hit you? I'm not going to hit you. And then he told the person, you have disobeyed. And a lion will kill you. And a lion actually came and killed the person. Let's pay close attention. The first thing you will notice is that he said, the Bible says, and a certain man of the sons of prophets said unto his neighbor, in the word of the Lord. It was the word of the Lord that came to that man. But the Bible says he refused. He refused. Can I tell you something? You know, many times you look at this and say, no. It's not possible. He doesn't know that it was the voice of the Lord. He knew. That was why he faced consequence. He deliberately disobeyed God. Can I tell you? Do you not also do that? Don't you deliberately disobey God? Don't you know that this thing is a sin and you still do it? Don't you know that this thing is rebellious and you still do it? Many people, as I speak, are living in disobedience, willful disobedience. A man knows that he knows everything God said about adultery and he's still going to do it. A pastor called me one day and he says, I'm a pastor, I've been following you. But as I'm speaking, I'm on my way to commit adultery. I'm an elderly man. My wife doesn't like sex. I wanted to speak. I said, but you know, he said, no, don't say anything. I know what the Bible says. I have done it before and I want to go and do it again. I'm just telling you. Willful disobedience. Love your enemies. You know, you don't like it. So you will rather pray for your enemies to die. It is willful disobedience. And when you disobey like that, you make yourself available to the one that is as a roaring lion seeking whom to devour. Disobedience leads you into the hand of Satan. Disobedience makes you vulnerable to Satan. The Bible says the devil is like a roaring lion seeking whom to devour. That was why a lion devoured this man. You see, sometimes obedience may not make sense to you. Hitting somebody doesn't make sense. Sometimes obedience, it won't make sense to you, but obey nonetheless. Obedience sometimes may make you look foolish. In fact, sometimes it may make you look difficult. People may not even like you because of your stand. Obey nonetheless. Don't ever refuse the word of the Lord. That's why even Jesus told us, he that hears the sayings of mine and do it, I will liken him unto a man that built his house on the rock. But if you don't do it, you are building on sand. You are preparing for destruction. It may not yet appear, but I'm telling you, if you are living in disobedience, you are building on sand, you will eventually, without fail, face the consequence. Except maybe now, maybe today, you repent of your sin, of your disobedience, and turn to the Lord. And can I tell you something? What is destroying you will not destroy another person. The thing that you are saying is difficult to obey Another person is obeying it. Another man came and smote him. And that one didn't perish. The thing you don't want to do. You are saying, oh, it's difficult. How can somebody obey like this? How can I subject myself like this? That very thing that you are saying, it's not easy to keep yourself. It's not easy to keep yourself. You cannot be in this profession and not tell lies. Some people are not telling lies. That wrongdoing you are doing, some people are not doing it. That instruction God had told you to obey and you have refused. Some people were told exactly the same thing. They obeyed. And they will reap the fruit of their obedience. You also will reap the fruit of your disobedience. But you see, why will you perish? When Jesus is available to save you, why will you perish? Why not repent today? Why not tremble at the word of God? I say, Lord, I'm sorry. I refused you, but today I will obey you. I pray you will find that grace for obedience in Jesus' name. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Our email address is info@livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.